7:41, the morning team show for a Thursday on WSGW on Thursdays. That means after the 7:30 news, we're ready for that Saginaw Spirit hockey update as the Saginaw Spirit season continues. And the updates always when we talk with our voice of Spirit hockey that you enjoy when you're listening on your radios. That would be you, Joey Botano. We appreciate you taking time to join us this morning, especially since it's talking about busy. I mean, it's always busy for the Spirit, but coming off a game last night and having to get prepared for a game tonight, too. And then special doings on the weekend. Morning to you there, Joey.
Morning, Charlie. What's sleep?
Yeah, who needs it? Who needs it?
Who needs it? Yeah.
We'll also, because we also have on the line, too, a special guest that we'll get to in just a moment. And we'll tell you why we're talking to Barb Smith this morning. Barb, you hang on for just a moment and we'll get to you. Joy, let's just first of all do a little recap, if you can. The last time we talked, we've had a few games, including last night. Spirit having a lead against London and couldn't hold it. Kind of had the same thing going on over the weekend in a game against Erie, although then we had a good game against Erie. We've talked about this. It's just the continuation of those situations, whereas how often do we say it's this young Spirit team that they're finding ways to sometimes get leads, finding that they need to hold leads. It's kind of a little up and down that the Spirit have been experiencing throughout the season.
Yeah, it's been the consistency that's been the issue for the team that, you know, eventually you do have to be able to rely on, you know, everyone, you know, teammate-wise, that you're going to come when you're up by two goals at home, that you're going to be able to hold on to that lead. Especially last night, it was a situation where, you know, London didn't have seven of their regular players due to the border restrictions. They had three affiliate players that were called up from Junior B to play in that game. So it was, I don't know. It was tough that way to see the result go that way. But you know, again, this is a learning type of season for the group, and you know, hopefully they learned a lesson from last night. And then the best part about this stretch here toward the end of the game, or to the end of the season rather, is, you know, now we're playing, we have 19 games left in a little over a month and a half, so it's gonna be a sprint to the finish here. And you know, there's not a whole lot of time to lament over what happened last night, because we were playing a big game against a division rival here tonight.
That's right. Got to go on the road before coming back home on the weekend. Maybe just a quick note from the game last night. It's fun because we, of course, are attached to the Spirit players no matter where they come from. But when your Saginaw guy, Mitchell Smith, scores two of the goals last night, that kind of has fun for the home crowd last night.
Yeah, it is. And Mitchell's really come a long way this year. I mean, Dennis talked about it last night. He said he thinks that he's probably the Spirit's most improved player, not just from, you know, the 2019-20 season until now, because I think he is that as well, but from the start of the season until now, he's really come on, and he's got points in four straight, and he's playing extremely well right now. So having him going is great. But the way this season's gone so far, we've had some streaky scoring, but it's been one player at a time or two players at the most really streaking at once. And here we have that with Smith, but you know, some of our other big players have gone quiet. So we need, you know, you need all those players going at once. And it, don't get me wrong, it's extremely difficult because other teams are keying in on those high end players. But Smith's been great, but it's got to be more than just Mitchell. And same thing with the goaltending. Like Lennox and Oak have both been great, but it's got to be more than the goaltending every night, too.
All right. It is a chance, as you said, to get back on the ice tonight. At Windsor, we'll have a broadcast, of course, 7:15 on 100.5 WSW, also online at WSW.com. But let's get to Saturday's game, because you come back home on Saturday, game against Guelph, and Spirit once again having a special night tied into a very special cause, Joey.
It is a very special cause, and it's a cause that's like near and dear to our organization in particular when you think back to Terry Trafford playing here, and Terry died by suicide while he was playing in the OHL, and it was a huge shock to our team and our community here. And, you know, we were trying to, as an organization back then, I wasn't a part of it, but they were trying to come up with an idea to, you know, honor Terry and bring some awareness. And none of this game didn't exist. This cause really in our league didn't exist at the time. And since then, it's grown. I believe it's been a total of 8 years now, maybe nine. And it's grown now from nobody in the league doing any sort of mental health awareness night to all 60 teams in the Canadian Hockey League doing some sort of mental health awareness campaign. And we're really trendsetters in that regard. Obviously, an unfortunate situation led to that, but it's great that we've been able to bring a lot of awareness to our community, and not just our community, but league wide as well.
That's right, and that's why we have a special guest, and we want to say good morning to you, Barb Smith, and we thank you for joining us this morning, Barb. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
And you are tied to, what's the official name that we call your organization, Barb?
The Barb Smith Suicide Resource and Response Network.
And you are tied in to this Mental Health Awareness Night. And can you describe the importance of what it is to have this game, especially associated with these youngsters that are the players with the Ontario Hockey League, Barb?
Sure. You know, after Terry died, and, you know, we didn't oftentimes talk about mental health or suicide publicly. It was sort of that stigma surrounding it. So the OHL, together with Spirit and a group of us, you know, started to think the importance of talking about this openly and directly and just keeping it part of the conversation. So our hope is to bring mental health awareness and destigmatize the need for mental health care, especially during these trying times. And, you know, our young athletes have a lot of pressure, so we encourage people to show up to the game to, you know, support this cause, support our, you know, our young players, and to just really get people to come together and connect.
And obviously you'll be at the game with your organization. I'm assuming that you can have the information and the handouts and ways that people can talk and find out more about that, Barb?
Sure. We actually have at 5:30, the doors open to the Red Room. We'll have about 13, 15 resource tables. We'll have a lot of talking points up there. We'll have a lot of information. And then there'll be two of us guest speakers talking in the Red Room about 6:30.
And as much as there's focus on this game, Barb, we know it's something that is occurring on an everyday basis. What do we tell listeners who are in need of seeking out information, help when it comes to the mental awareness, the health awareness, the concerns about suicide on a daily basis? We direct people to you? Do you have phone numbers? Do you have online sites we can talk about?
Sure. Our website is srrn.net, and that's just a great way to go online to see about the trainings that we're offering. So we teach simple yet effective tools to anyone 14 and older, and how to recognize when there's a concern for someone and how to have a conversation that can be comfortable and life-saving. Our number is not a crisis number, but we are a connector, and we support people after someone has died by suicide. So our phone number is 989-781-5260. So anyone can call for information to talk to us about connecting with resources, or if someone has been impacted by death to suicide. We have support and a support group, and we just want to be here for the community. So our goal is to prevent as many suicides as we can. But also, if that doesn't, you know, happen and sadly we lose people, we also want to be there to care for those impacted.
Barb, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your time this morning to talk, and we encourage people to attend Saturday's game and to seek you and your organization and speakers out and to find out more. Barb, thank you.
Sure. If they go to the srrn.net website, click on Talk Today, scroll down to details. If they order the tickets online, a portion goes to our network so we can continue this work. We've been in the community for 30 years, so we hope to continue to be here, and we need everyone connecting and working together. So we're excited to have Saturday come.
Fantastic. Joey, I think Barb answered the question I was going to ask you about the attachment to special tickets for the game.
Yeah, there is. That's right. Barb's absolutely correct. I'll give out our way. You can go to SaginawSpirit.com. There's a link there for our fundraiser tickets. And I believe the username is Talk Today, and I don't have the password in front of me. Hopefully, Barb has a password.
It's Spirit.
Spirit, okay,
Spirit.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, the group name Talk Today, password is Spirit.
All right, so a couple of ways the folks can get those tickets and support the cause and support the Spirit. Barb, thank you. And Joy, thank you this morning. And, of course, as we always say, go Spirit.
Thanks, guys, at the rink.
All right. For the Spirit tonight, of course, on the road at Sarnia, but on Saturday for that Mental Health Awareness Night, and that is against Guelph. And SaginawSpirit.com for all things Saginaw Spirit, including those special tickets, srrn.net as well, and go Spirit, as we say.